We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Tense situation in Fargo's Little Village neighborhood, where protesters have gathered to voice opposition to plans to resume demolition work at the old Crawford power plant. Let's go live to the scene for an update from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Pat, the police have shown up. Six marked police SUVs showed up a short time ago and got the protesters who were out in front of the demolition site here at Pulaski and 36th Street out of the road. For about a half hour, they had the entire, all of Pulaski blocked in both directions, north and south. At one point, a truck driver got very angry, jumped out of his truck, said, "Shame on you," to everybody walking around the crowd. A woman said something to him, and he knocked her down to the ground, punched her in the face. Then he punched another guy in the face. Police finally showed up, and these demonstrators, not a lot of them, a couple, maybe three dozen, are now off to the side across the street from the demolition area. And this thing has turned peaceful again, but they're angry that this demolition is happening here during a pandemic in a zip code with the most COVID-19 cases in the state, they say. Live, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
And Mike will check in here with any developments on that if they do take place. So keep it right here. As the News Watch continues, Chicago City Council is discussing how black lives might be improved by government action.
At this point, the ordinance before the Health and Human Relations Committee would set up a commission to study the issue of somehow compensating African Americans for the long-lasting effects of slavery. And Mayor Lightfoot encourages the discussion.
It's important that we have a discussion about racism, about our history here in the city. And I appreciate that Chairman Sawyer brought this issue forward, and we'll continue those discussions in the coming days.
But especially now, Alderman Andre Vazquez says it needs to be more than just talk.
I would love the opportunity to partner with you and some of our colleagues in the parts of town that have not been ravaged like the rest of the town has, to really make this case now in the moment before 2 weeks from now. It's just George Floyd window signs and nobody doing anything.
Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Illinois is allowing school districts to have in-person summer school programs, but there are still a lot of guidelines for them to follow if they go ahead.
Just for summer school, there are 27 pages of guidelines. For instance, every student, employee, and visitor who enters the school must have his or her temperature checked. Schools are advised to put signs up and markers on the floor, reminding everyone to remain physically distant from others. And there are to be no more than 10 people in any area, like a classroom. Driver's ed range classes are allowed, but cars are to be sanitized after each use. If gym classes have to be indoors, there should be partitioned areas for students, and locker room use is discouraged. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, developers hope to bring food, music, and song to Chicago's old post office.
The long vacant old post office building is in the midst of an $800 million renovation. When complete, it'll be home to thousands of workers per day. The Tribune reports the developer has teamed up with 16 Inches on Center, the group behind such music venues as the Empty Bottle and Thalia Hall, and the Revival Food Hall. The project calls for an 18,000-square-foot food hall on the ground floor that's accessible from the lobby and a large riverfront plaza. The plaza and a 3.5-acre rooftop park could be used for live music and culinary events. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.